Oh, yeah, I was just following up about the driving thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a driver. I don't drive a truck, but I drive a large van in Auckland Metro. And I weighed 100 kilos, and I recently lost 15 of that in the last year by driving.
How?
So basically what I did was when I first started driving 6 years ago, I put on a bit of weight, as you do driving, because at the end of the day, convenient food is all around you, especially in the city in Auckland.
Yeah.
So you just can't get away from it. I mean, and there's nothing healthy, and you just end up eating crap because your days are long, stuck in traffic. But it got to a point where I made a conscious effort that I wanted to change. So I am lucky that I have an awesome wife. And I think this is the secret. Heard Jane as well. You've got to have a support person. So I came up with a plan. I got this X50 kind of drink, and it came with a menu plan. And because I'm the only one working in my family, so budget is tight, we followed the menu plan. So I basically swapped everything out of my life instead of carbohydrates into more protein-based kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now I now have a meal plan, and I've been doing it for over a year, and I've still kept all my weight off.
That's fantastic, because maintenance is the tough thing. Yeah.
So preparing your food before you leave as a driver so you're not tempted, and making sure you've got enough food in little small amounts every day. And and exercise as well, if you can fit that in. I mean, understand if you're a truck long haul driver how hard that would be, but there's gyms out there, like 24-hour gyms that I'm at, that you can get a national membership and doesn't cost you extra, and just having your preparation done for you, and for me was lucky. So that's the key for me. And also I'm lucky as well, my offsider with me, she's also lost 34 kilos.
Wow.
So we bounce off each other every day, and we just constantly talk about food and what we should be eating and what have we got for lunch.
You haven't got somebody trying to ply you with unhealthy foods?
Well, I do sometimes, and it's really hard because sometimes I'll have someone offside and he's like, oh, can we just grab McDonald's? So I have to stop at McDonald's. But if you've got your lunch there, you know, mine's usually chicken salads every day. Yeah. And like, and people say, oh, it's expensive to eat healthy. But it's also, if you plan it, it's more expensive to buy food as well. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm on one wage and I can do it, and we just plan it. And you know, I'm on a van to drive the wage. It's not huge, but, you know, and I still manage to do it with three kids.
Has your wife also lost weight because she's doing all this healthy food for you as well?
No, because she sort of has, but she just had baby, so kind of like she just eats whatever. She's lucky because I'm not that type of person who can just eat whatever I want.
Yeah,
but she can, you know. Yeah. She just doesn't come on. But I'm not. Unfortunately, I have to constantly watch what I eat. And as a driver, I'm even more aware of it now. Like even more aware of the fact that my job is not that physical, so I make sure I have the conscious efforts. I have my meals prepared and everything that for me. And I think that's key.
When you're built like a prop, it's hard. I mean, I've got the physique of a prop, like, so.
I was 100 kilos, and I'm only 5'5", so I'm not even very tall. So it was a lot of weight to carry around. My ankles were getting sore, and I was trying to do boxing at the same time. I was just wasting my time.
Yeah.
So once I changed, and it's not a diet, because it's a lifestyle change. I've changed my lifestyle because of what
Listen
I eat as well.
Good work, Chris.
That's awesome. I'm happy. I'm so proud. I couldn't wait to ring up because I want to let people out there that you can lose weight if you're a driver. It's not impossible. It's just like anything else. You've just got to put in some effort. But if you don't have support, I reckon it's even harder.
Well, support. Oh, there's our big horn. What I was hoping for.
That's my outsider beeping the horn going, yes.
That's exactly what I was hoping for, that we'd get people who are in that job and in that lifestyle who can say, yeah, I did it, I can do it, and you should be proud. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, yeah.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. No, you can do it. I know it's hard. It is hard because when you're driving, and when you're sitting in an office, I suppose you can plan to make it so that you don't have to look at a KFC sign, you know what I mean, or something like that. But when you're driving around, it's just in front of your face. And it's so hard to buy healthy food in New Zealand. I don't know what it is. Subway's not healthy, really. It's full of bread. Like, yeah.
There's your offsider.
Yeah, she's lost 34 kilos.
That's so cool. That's really cool. And you're setting such a good example to your kids, too.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing, too. My girls, and also knowing my metabolism and how I work and how my metabolism works, and knowing how my body, also understanding what foods work for me and what don't work, I think is important. And knowing that my kids could have my genes, so we're really got on the health conscience of my kids too, making sure that they understand that some types of foods may not work for them, as it may work for other people. So, you know, some people are unlucky and some people are lucky.
But, well, I think one thing I keep holding on to is if the missiles do go and, you know, North Korea goes ballistic, people like Chris and I will be the last ones left standing, because we'll be able to go for months without food.